Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, February 19th, and ending on Sunday, February 25th. And during this week, we're going to have Mercury enter Pisces. That's not until, for the East Coast, the early hours of Friday the 23rd, 2:29 a.m., Eastern Still Standard Time. And then we're going to have the full moon in Virgo, which is Saturday, the 24th at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, I am going to give you that full moon report at this moment instead of waiting till the end, because sometimes people like to hear these things again. And it'll be right at the front of this recording. So here it is, the Virgo full moon, again, 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I set them for Washington, D.C. And so you're in different areas. We're not going to be talking about the houses, but just the energies and issues of the chart. And this is a 5-degree Virgo full moon, the sun in 5, Pisces, of course, opposite. And I would like to just right off the bat tell you that the next full moon we are going to have is the first of the eclipses of 2024. And it will be a 5-degree Libra full moon. That will be our first eclipse. And I have recorded the talk for Asheville Friends of Astrology about these eclipses. It includes a lot of information about our current United States political arena, those who are running or might run for the presidency, and a couple of people associated with those people as well, and the parties, the Democratic and the Republican parties. And so we had quite an important, I think, and spirited discussion at that meeting. And if you are interested in getting the recording, just contact me through my website, and that's Shelley at ShelleyAntine.com, and you can request the Zoom actual link and passcode in return for a dollar payment of $10. So, that being said, this is the full moon before the lunar eclipse. And so things are already happening, as I say at the beginning of that talk. We shouldn't think that the events that are going to transpire are just transpiring on the day of an eclipse, which is going to have a stronger impact and make a change happen and has a larger sphere of influence or orb of influence in terms of like the perhaps 6 months worth. Things are already showing themselves in the lunar eclipse land. We talk about relationship energies. So I'm telling you this because you will be seeing a lot in the 4 weeks between these lunar events that will be giving you a personal idea of what relationships are being looked at and why, and what you're going to do, how you're going to feel about it, okay? But at the time of this full moon, it's a very interesting one. The moon is the only planet that is on the other side of what is a very tight grouping of planets that begin in, you know, in Taurus and go through Aquarius. That's only, you know, a quarter of the zodiac, really, right? So this makes this full moon actually stronger because it is on its own out there. And so the Virgo full moon is going to be about culmination And culmination will be in the house that has this full moon for you. But also the sign of Virgo is where our instinctive feeling nature lies in terms of what we think is right, what we think is logical, what we believe is healthy for our bodies and also for our surroundings, how we process things in our body, the cycles of time, how we process those. And between now and the next full moon, I believe we're going to have the clocks change. It may be a little bit after that, but it's not long now before they're going to put us on the time that isn't the time, but is, you know, an hour later. So you'll think you're getting more daylight. It's just making it more in a later part of the day. And that's it. Because you are getting more daylight as we enter the season of Aquarius soon. We're in the season of Pisces now. We are getting more and more into the daylight. So, you know, for me, that's not a necessary thing to do. But we do it, and it causes people problems. But, you know, the birds and the other creatures don't notice. They just go about their lives on their own clock. And I wish we could all do the same, but we can't. So this full moon is about feelings about those things, organization, logic, work, service, all of that. And the Pisces energy is more like what I'm talking about at the moment. I want to feel into what is right and feels good for me. But this sun in the polarity has Mercury with it. So the mind is already into the Pisces energy, which we'll talk about a little more. And it's, you know, close to both Mercury, but also to Saturn in Pisces. So that little group of three is inclining to be a little bit concerned and feeling worried and fearful. We're getting very close to, again, the eclipses. We can feel it. A lot of things are actually in movement and fluctuation, which is like the mutable qualities of this Virgo-Pisces axis. And we're looking at things about the election coming up in this country and wondering if maybe things are going to go in an even more peculiar direction than they're already in. So there is this feeling. And so in terms of the outer world, we can see it that way. But we have to also realize that we're having our own issues about our own lives and all the things that keep happening in, you know, rapid succession and the changes and things like that that we may feel, you know, concern and worry about just on that level for ourselves. And the moon is pulling us toward, or trying to pull us toward, feeling more in control of things. Scorpio is a control sign, but so is Virgo. And this is more mundane control in just the things going on around you in your life, you know, your office of life. Is everything filed neatly? Yeah, and we're doing health fears now, like you can't even imagine. I'm not going to mention some of the things I've seen spoken of in terms of new things to catch. You know, walk outside and anything can happen to you now, kind of. You know, we're in this perpetual, it seems now, fluctuation from one form of a certain disease to another, but also these other new things that are coming down the road. It's difficult. It's a very difficult time. And the difficult aspect of that, those feelings, may come to a head or a peak at the time of the full moon on the 24th. All right, so one of the things that's also happening, and another group of three planets in the chart for the full moon, is that Pluto is still in 1 degree of Aquarius, and Mars has just been visited by Venus. She caught up with him just a day before this in Aquarius. So we've got all of this also desire and, you know, transformation and power going into electronic and future and innovations and all of that, freedom and, you know, the group rights and, oh, it's quite strong right now. It definitely is. So we've got those planet groups together. We also have got Neptune, and now it's kind of interesting. It's in an out of sign sextil to Pluto still, because it's a separation of not that many degrees. 2 degrees and 4 degrees is 6. But Pluto isn't in Capricorn anymore, which is where most of this sextil had taken place. But it's still there. It'll be there as also Neptune moves further up in Pisces. And we are with Jupiter at 10 degrees, and that is at least giving some sense of stability to Saturn and Pisces, because those are in a helpful opportunity sextil. But Jupiter conservative expansion is also going to be squared by Mars and Venus, because they want some changes to happen. They want, well, we're looking at, I think somebody told me, that electronic currency was approved in Europe, I think. So we're wondering how this is going to play out, how this is going to affect us, and what will happen with money as it becomes even less tangible than it ever was. I mean, it's already, to me, not tangible when my bank is online. You know, it's like, what if the internet goes down? Where's my money then? You know, so it's expanding that way, despite, you know, maybe Jupiter's preference in a sense for that earthy Taurus. Let me touch it, you know, my precious, you know. But at any rate, we also still have Uranus on the 19th degree, still of Taurus, and it is direct, but that isn't really feeling that direct, you know. I mean, if it just never gets off this degree, it will get off the degree, but when? I mean, you know, I think it's the middle of March or something that it finally shifts to 20 degrees. Let me see. Uranus, yes, that's it, the middle of March. That's when it finally goes to 20 and hangs there for a bit before moving forward. So we are kind of feeling a little bit of stasis with a lot of push for change and a little bit of fear of what that change might look like. And that's the upshot. So put that in your life and see where it fits. And that will be the forecast for that lunar event. And one of the things that we can say is that we have a good start to the week. Some people have a holiday because it's President's Day in the United States. Things are closed, you know, offices will close, and we're actually going to have post offices close, and, you know, people are going to be celebrating both presidents that were used to, we used to get two holidays from school back in the day. We had Washington's actual birthday and Lincoln's actual birthday, and that was so much fun. But now we want it always to just be on a Monday so people can have a three-day weekend, and so it is. And this particular President's Day, we have a Cancer moon trine Saturn in Pisces until 3:02 p.m., and then sextile Jupiter in Taurus until 5 p.m., so it's going to be a very nice day, you know, to be having a holiday and maybe taking care of some things for the house, the home, and the family, maybe making some improvements, getting some work done, particularly in the kitchen areas or the bedroom areas. You may be wanting to tackle some of that, straightening up and this and that, as well as maybe spending some time just relaxing, which is also something Cancer has no problem with, especially during the trine to Saturn in Pisces. After the sextile to Jupiter, which can help us look at the financial situations and the food, this is a good evening to make a wonderful dinner or go to, if there is a restaurant open on Monday anyway, go out for a nice meal with that sextile from the foodie signs of Cancer to Taurus until 5 p.m. when that aspect is complete. The energy remains positive for the moon as it goes through this cardinal water sign. Very sensitive moon, but it's really on the fast track of good aspects because the next aspect is a helpful sextile to Uranus and Taurus, 11:45 a.m. Maybe you've come up with something unique and new to make. Maybe you've found yourself an electronic device that will help you make food or, you know, keep track of your money or make you money because Taurus is the planet that's getting the sextile from the Cancer moon. And then you get into a more, and that's 11:45 a.m. on Tuesday, I should say, when that completes. So that's a long trek to it, but it gets there. And then afternoon in the Eastern time zone, we get the moon's trine to Neptune for the rest of the day and until 1:38 a.m. on Wednesday. So that's a kind of a really soft and gentle and creative and, you know, psychic, spiritual, musical. That's a long time for that helpful aspect to be in for us. But at 8:40 a.m. on Wednesday, the moon will shift to Leo, fixed sign, and that one is going to be exactly the opposite of what I just said for the Cancer moon, because there's signs here that are fixed to have to deal with. And Leo is opposing Pluto first at 10:37 a.m. on Wednesday. And this is the, moon in Leo is going to have to get used to dealing with Pluto. It used to be Cancer moon that had to deal with Pluto all the time and get whatever it wanted thwarted by the powers that be that were stronger than them. Well, the moon in Leo doesn't see itself as a soft and gentle lightweight, and it will be dramatically expressing its unhappiness during this cycle as it is opposed by Pluto, who wants more freedom or more change, and the moon in Leo wants it to stay the way they like it. And so that's your opposition at 10:37 a.m. But the moon goes on to oppose Venus in Aquarius until 10:03 p.m. So again, there's all these rowdy folks who think that they can just change everything. Moon in Leo has got that refrain going on. And disloyal. Oh, no. You haven't been loyal to me, And this is, again, one of those times where this Leo moon is going to be showing you some relationships, circumstances, and situations that you may find coming into the eclipse time a month from now. 10:13 p.m. is when the moon opposite Mars completes. So the explosion of anger took place. And then Venus and Mars, you know, come together. So the force to be reckoned with, you know, Moon and Leo, you didn't get us down. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have some electrical experience together here. And it could be passionate if you happen to be in that kind of a situation. But that is going to be over at 2:14 a.m. on the 22nd, Thursday. Here we have an early morning square between the Moon and Leo and Jupiter and Taurus. And this is values and how to spend money. And Jupiter thinks that Moon and Leo is far too extravagant and spending too much money on high-ticket items. And the Moon in Leo disagrees and goes to get another hair appointment to top it off. We're going to get the works, you know. It's just early in the morning for most people, so we won't probably have to deal with it. But you may have dreams where this is going on. The Moon square to Uranus and Taurus, which is its last aspect, is at 11:18 p.m. exact, and this is where some changes happen that are very displeasing to the Moon in Leo also, but can't be avoided. And so it is an accident-prone time also, so be aware of that if you're out and about or, you know, doing something even around the home. You know, take care and don't let yourself be open for unstable earth experiences like getting up on a little stepladder that isn't completely open, you know, to get your wig out of the closet, Moon and Leo. Anyway, it isn't comfortable in terms of values either, and it still has difficulties in the change of finance or possession areas of life. Void, of course, Leo moon, and that's a long void, of course, moon. So this lioness of the universe here will get a chance to do the other Leo thing that is so appealing, which is, you know, just take a rest and just pamper the self and not worry about anything else. Sit in the sun. Soak up some energy. And play with your cubs, you know, that kind of thing. And while we're waiting for the moon to enter Virgo on Friday the 23rd, and it doesn't happen till 8:38 p.m., this is a very long void, of course, for Leo moon, I can just see the smile of satisfaction on the face of the Leo to have all that time, that nobody's bothering it. Mercury enters Pisces at 2:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Friday the 23rd. Now, let's just hear a little bit about it. We'll hear about it as these aspects happen, of course, also. But the Mercury going into Pisces is kind of like, you know, putting logic into a psychic. It's what's going to work? Will the psychic energy overpower the logical mind, or vice versa? Will they be able to come together and do anything productive? Who knows? It may be just a very dreamy time for the mind that you think it's retrograde Mercury time, but it won't be retrograde until it goes into a fire sign this year, and that's next. But it is a very different kind of Mercury. It can be softer, and it can be artistic and musical and even humorous, because there is that Jupiter quality also to Pisces. It may be concerned and conversations talking about people in need or the underdogs, or you know, things that have been not true, or people may be saying a lot of things that aren't true, and maybe some people will be avoiding conversations altogether with the Mercury in this sign. And we will have it there until the ninth day of March, when it goes into Aries, where it will retrograde at 27 degrees, though. It'll be going forward in that sign for quite some time. We will have on the 28th the conjunction of Mercury and Saturn, 28th of February. And this can be a time when we get very disappointed or frustrated about what we're hearing or trying to communicate what's happening. It could be that. But on a little bit further into the 29th, there's sextil to Jupiter, and then that will be the good news on the back of the frightened or worried news. So that's something to look forward to or plan around. And it will also have an aspect of sextil to Uranus and Taurus on the fourth day of March. So it will combine a little bit of the psychic and intuitive energies into looking at things that are in the mundane realm, such as finance. You know, it's getting to be time for the IRS information to be taken care of. So this is, you know, kind of maybe a time when you will find an electronic way to work on that. And the last aspect for Mercury in Pisces is the conjunction to Neptune on the 8th of March. And that, I would say, is not the time to be filling out your forms and signing things and stuff like that, because there's a lot of confusion, deception, illusion, fantasy going on, unless you are sitting down to compose a great musical composition, a poem that's going to win an award, or, you know, take photographs that are superb, you know, those kinds of creative things, or just do the thing, like dance and sing, and, you know, these are very powerful energies to apply yourself to, but thinking that something is real is probably not true. And if you see something that seems too good to be true, that's also probably the right thing to think. It is too good to be true. So that is that transit in the nutshell. And we go into that again, Virgo moon, 8:38 p.m. And the first thing it does is oppose Mercury in Pisces this time. And that's until 11:52 p.m. So we're trying to get practical, and it culminates in the big opposition of the full moon at 7:30 a.m. on Saturday. So it becomes a very frustrating moment or two here for the moon in Virgo, because after the full moon energy of having the polarity, that's kind of a heavily weighted polarity this time with Saturn being there and Mercury too, we are moving on to the moon's opposition to Saturn at 3:24 p.m. And this is a Saturday where you might have wanted things to look a little bit brighter and enjoyable, but that isn't likely until after like 3:30 in the afternoon. The evening will be a bit more enjoyable, and if you wanted to do chores and activities, that would have been before 3:30 in the afternoon, and then a trine to Jupiter is on the way till 5:49 p.m. And so it's a couple of hours, 2.5 hours almost. So you get to have a lot of support and you get to feel like you're making wise food choices that are also delicious. We do have another trine, and that will be Moon and Virgo's trine to Uranus and Taurus. And this is a long time coming in also. 12:04 p.m. on Sunday afternoon is when that arrives. So a long stretch for you to be using your electronics to help you and assist you to do the work you need to do, whether it's in home or on your diet or your cooking or with your, you know, service to others. So this is also a time when you might, on Sunday, I would suggest look for an electronic appliance that will help you in either health, work, or business ways. The reason I'm saying that is because Venus in Aquarius is squaring Jupiter in Taurus until 11:01 p.m. on Saturday. So I'd love to see you get past that before you start spending money, because you can overdo it. There's a couple of things you can do with Venus in a difficult aspect to Jupiter. And one is, yes, put too much money on the card. And Venus loves unusual and unique and individualistic items and electronic stuff and programs and TVs and streaming. So, you know, try to keep yourself under control there if you can. And wait, and it's better for you to look without worrying about Venus square Jupiter. And that, the other thing about Venus square Jupiter and Taurus is that there can be some relationship issues going on around one person's desire for freedom and friendship, another person's desire for steady presence and possessive quality. That's the square, Venus to Jupiter in Taurus. And after 12:04 p.m. on the 25th of, this is the Sunday of February, now you're leaving the wonderful sweep of positive assistance for the Moon in Virgo, and the rest of Sunday is the Moon going into the opposition to Neptune in Pisces, which will complete at 2:35 a.m. on Monday, the 26th. So here you had a couple of cycles that were really positive and would last a long time. And now you've got one that lasts for the 12 hours left of Sunday before it shifts into Monday, and another three hours after that. And when the Moon is opposing Neptune, one of the things is health caution. The other is trying to do any kind of analytical work or things that need to be precise. Really don't do it. And the other thing is that there can be weather that can interfere with things, but certainly there's also unreliable people and unreliable information. Really not a good, fun feeling for the Moon in Virgo. So that's it for the week, and we'll start off the 26th of February with a Libra moon, and we will see an aspect from Mars to Jupiter that we'll talk about. And actually, let's see, anything else happening here? Because we don't have a lunar event. And let's see if anybody changes signs, because I'm not sure that that's going to happen either. Interesting. So I guess it will be aspects from the planets where they are before they move on to somewhere else. and will be mostly in the third quarter phase after that full moon, and then we'll enter the fourth quarter phase on Sunday, the 3rd of March. Gosh, March already. Unbelievable, right? Well, best of luck and good wishes for your experience with the Virgo full moon and with your tracking of your relationship energies and what you are perceiving and feeling and what you think you might want to do about that. And I'll say goodbye for now.